Vote for Action to Save Bridge and Ford Plant. Rob Williams, Socialist Party National Industrial Organizer and former Vistian, ex-Ford, Unite convener. Bridge and Ford workers will be voting on industrial action when ballot papers go out at the end of this week. They want answers. They know that the clock is ticking, and the future of the plant is on the line. The time to act is now before it is too late. This struggle is one of the most important in South Wales for years, and is as crucial to retaining Welsh manufacturing as a fight to save Port Talbot Steelworks last year. It is absolutely vital that the whole Welsh trade union movement gives full support and solidarity to the Ford unions and their members, who could be on strike as early as August. Back in February, General Union Unite alerted its members in the factory that Ford's sourcing plans going forward would mean that 1,160 out of 1,800 jobs would be lost, putting the viability of the engine plant in doubt. Correctly, Unite told Ford that, if it didn't change its plans, or at least enter serious talks, the union would consult members on balloting for industrial action. However, in the meantime, after being provoked by management, who stopped union notices going onto the shop floor, members stopped working overtime. This was always meant to send a signal to the company that members are serious, and it can't be business as usual, while the shadow of doubt hangs over the plant. This has been reinforced by the indicative ballot result. Just as happened with the coal and steel industries when they contracted, Bridgend has become the Ford plant of last resort. So there will be workers from the plant who transferred from the closed factories in Trefforest, Swansea and Southampton, who know very well about Ford's ruthlessness. The main lesson of these closures is that the time to take action, to put pressure on Ford, to change its plans is when you are making products that Ford needs. We therefore welcome the recent letter from Unite General Secretary Len McCluskey, updating members on developments and committing the union to an official industrial action ballot. But support has to be built for it to ensure that the high voting threshold set by the Tories' latest trade union act are overcome. It is a scandal that a Conservative government that couldn't win a majority in the election is able to impose undemocratic restrictions on workers, especially those who are fighting for their livelihoods. This week, in the run-up to ballot papers going out, there need to be plant meetings addressed by the union both from inside and outside the plant, to give members confidence to vote for action. The biggest possible yes vote and the preparedness to take the necessary action will put the maximum pressure on Ford to talk properly to the union about committing to sourcing that will maintain the plant at its current size. At the same time, the workforce has to send a clear message to Ford: any attempt to take out machinery will be met with an immediate stoppage. If the company tries to stop the union organizing plant meetings with its own representatives and officers, the union should call them outside if necessary. It is Ford, not the union, that has created this crisis, which has caused stress for workers and their families through its sourcing announcement. There also has to be a national meeting of Ford conveners and shop stewards to discuss solidarity to ensure that Bridgend isn't isolated. If this plant closes, it will only make it easier to close the rest. And pressure must be put on the Labour-led Welsh Assembly government to intervene. If necessary, it should take the plant into public ownership to keep Bridgend open and save jobs in the community. The general election showed that Jeremy Corbyn's policies for public ownership in railways, utilities and Royal Mail are popular with workers. It's time to step up the fight to save Bridgend plant. This version of this article was first posted on the Socialist Party website on the 10th of July 2017, and may vary slightly from the version subsequently printed in the Socialist.